Stefan.
Like Willem.
Like it's a heavy in studio. It's finally, hey. So we've been talking about bringing you into studio to chat about your brand and your products since the day that we've met, and that was about a year ago already, isn't it? How long was that ago?
A little less. Well, Willem, first of all, thank you for having me. I love it. You know, I think you have a great show. I watched only a couple of episodes, but I think it's I like the format, and I also like, you know, to put my brand out there. But mainly, it was nice meeting you. Not quite a year ago. I only been in South Africa for 8 months now.
Really?
So officially, it was July 1st or July 4th exactly. So yeah, I spent the first winter here, and then the summer, and back to the winter. But no, right. We met in all these expositions here and there, and then we finally made it.
Mm. You've grown to me, you know, and it feels longer than 8 months.
Oh, yeah, that's what people say. When you get to know me, it's like dog year. Hey. You know?
Listen, we're going to talk about Innovapress and the brand and the products specifically. So, you know, we're going to chat about its footprint in the country, its footprint abroad in other countries. But I'd like to ask you quickly, what does a Frenchman like yourself do here in South Africa? How did you get here? I know you've been here for about 8 months, but how did you land up here?
I guess I married the right woman. Just a little hint.
Brownie points.
Now, basically, my girlfriend got an offer to come work here in South Africa. And then a year and a half ago now, when she had the offer, she asked me if I was willing to do it. And then I'm like, why not?
Okay.
So I'm kind of a gypsy, you know. I lived in France, obviously. I'm from France. I lived in the States for quite a while. And then I came back to Europe, and then now I'm here in South Africa. But so it's easier for me to, you know, just pack up and go.
Mm.
And I like it.
When you arrived here, I said to you, you're a real globetrotter because you landed back in South Africa just yesterday.
Yeah, correct.
From an overseas
trip. I was on vacation.
On vacation? I thought you were there for business.
No. Not all the time. I need a little vacation. No, I was on vacation. But yeah, I landed yesterday. It was a little tight, I think, to make it. So, but we're here now, so let's talk about Innovapress and not me.
Yeah,
anymore.
Tell me about your involvement with Innovapress.
Well, actually, it's a funny story because it's totally outside of my comfort zone. I used to be and still consider myself like a fitness coach. I've been training people for 22 years, but with COVID, when I was back in Germany, in Europe, we had a problem with the gyms and the people. The gym were closing. The people weren't coming to the gyms anymore. So it was difficult to have a normal income. And one of my actually at the time student from the classes offered me a job when he found out that it was a little more difficult to train people, and we didn't know how long it was gonna last. So Innovapress and me, we basically COVID relationship. He all started with COVID. And then, you know, I learned to like the place, and I learned to like the people, and, you know, I got to have a good time over there. So I stayed there. When the decision was made to come to South Africa, I kind of was sad because I had to go. Not only I was going to lose my house, my friends, my job, but also my friend, you know, from work. And I looked at Innovapress has a lot of service centers around the world. And I looked in South Africa if we had one, and it turned out we had one, but it was not really developed as Innovapress brand here in South Africa. And I offer if we could try to get the brand started here. Our system, because I hear a lot of things out there, you know, not necessarily happy people, but we have a good product. The technology is already here and not utilized enough, but also, you know, why not being a part of the development of Africa? Because if we look on the map of where Innovapress hits the world, it's everywhere.
Mm.
We're pretty much everywhere. Europe, it's you know, it's Europe, so we're there and we're strong. In the state, we're also strong, but we also manufacture for other brands. Mm. So we have plenty of brands that use us to make their machine. So they are Nouveau Press machine. They come out of our manufacturers, right? But they also have a different brand name. Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So we all over the world. But when you look at the map, Africa is the last continent that is not using a lot of Nouveau Press as Nouveau Press brand, and also the systems that use press fittings.
But where is Nouveau Press brand? Where is it based?
So Nouveau Press is a company from Germany.
Okay.
And lately, we still are near Düsseldorf for the people out there that like.
It's not that I know where Düsseldorf is, but it's not that I know where Düsseldorf is.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the northern part of Germany. But it's cold. That's all I need to know.
But head office is there. The factory is there.
Everything's come out of Germany, yes, from near Düsseldorf. It's a little town called Neuss. But like every single machine that are out on the market in the world came from those doors.
Okay. It was very interesting for me to hear that you say that you manufacture for other brands as well. And it's also interesting to hear that you've got a footprint internationally. I know that when I first met you, you said that one of your footprints is in the US. And from the feedback that I've gotten from plumbers that I've spoken to, they said that they are aware of the fact that Nouveau Press is quite popular and familiar in America, you know, in the States.
I mean, there's a reason. We're the world leader. We're the world leader in manufacturing. You guys here in South Africa call it crimping tools. So to take back the story a little bit, in 1969, when Nouveau Press was born, we started with crimping tools, but crimping electric cable. And that's the word is out there still. And then in 1972, when the press fitting came out from different companies, that's when Nouveau Press started working on press fitting machine for press fitting, right? And then little by little, they got out of the electric crimping business side, and then they put all the energy in that press fitting. So we have the best machine, and I think I can say it, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people would agree, but that's all we do. Like most other companies, brands, they have different tools in the inventory. We only have a couple tools, but they're all for crimping technology. Mm. So all our R&D, all our, you know, everything, our engineer, R&D, everything around it is just for crimping tools. How to make them better, more user-friendly, safer.
And to add more value, obviously.
But yes.
But you mentioned that in 69, when you started off as electric cable crimping tool, and then later on developed into crimping tool for other applications.
Correct.
But I've got a note here, and I did some research before we went into this podcast, is that in 72, Nouveau Press became the first manufacturer to produce pressing tools for pipe connecting technology.
Correct.
So the first company, as in...
Yes, as in the first. We were already in the crimping technology, but not for pipes. Quite, so when they came out, and I guess some of the companies came out and reached out to Nouveau Press and decided to... Because as Nouveau Press, we have to work with pipe and fitting manufacturers, okay? Because we have to develop system for them, jaws for them, lots of... There's tons of system out there. And that's how we work with... So when the first came out, they got an understanding how to try to develop a jaw for the first. So in this history, it says V as Viga created the first press fitting. And then there's a lot of other people think that's M, another brand, but both systems, it's a press fitting technology. So it doesn't matter. We develop jaws for them. Mm.
You said that it is not as much used in South Africa, and one of the reasons why you came to establish yourself here is to also to reestablish awareness of the brand and of the products to market it and to promote it to the plumbing industry. Or whoever else uses crimping tools, you know, whatever other industries use crimping tools. I see you at many, since you've arrived, and it's been 8 months, you've been to quite a few of the plumbing expos. Mm-hmm. You've been to the PRB's World Plumbing Day, where you've had an exhibition. You've had quite a few plumbers who came to your exhibition, your stall, to ask you about your products and for you to demonstrate your products to them, which was absolutely awesome. Because I think that's one of the methods to create that brand awareness and to push the brand out there, to let people know that, yes, you've been here prior to your arrival, to Stefan's arrival here in South Africa. The brand has already been here. Like you said, a service center was even here. So that's awesome. But what I want to know is that NovaPress develops and manufactures pipe connection and crimping technology tools. But what is your range of tools? Can you mention a couple of examples of the tools that you have and the applications for those?
So obviously, pipes and fittings come in different shape and forms, right? We can say it. And also in different material. So we have different machine, and basically it's basically to go from the smallest to the biggest one. So, and it goes from, we can press from 12 millimeters, okay, in metal. So it can be copper, it can be stainless steel, it can be carbon steel, or we can also press what we call multi-layer. So it's a PEX product, it's a plastic product, but it has a layer of aluminum inside, and it's very flexible. And they have special fitting as well. So those we can crimp them, and it goes from same. We can go super low, 12 mil, up to, so for the plastic, we can go up to 110, which we have the jaws and everything that goes for, but it's not a lot common here in this country yet. Although a multi-layer is going up, and for metal, if we use the bigger machine, we can go up to 168. So the system that uses pipe connection technology, it depends. It can be air, compressed air. It can be any kind of chemical. It can be water, dirty or not. It can be not the food and brewery places, because there is problem with the crimping technology and risk of contamination of the human consumption product. Whatever. So we can, for everything else in a factory that use pipes to conduct anything, like I said, gas, air, whatever. But for the hand part of the line on a food factory, we can be there. So they use welding. But the idea behind it is to come. The technology is here. It's been here for quite a while. But you have old tradition in South Africa. Once labor is cheap, so they don't mind welding or soldering, which takes a little longer. But it takes someone that's skilled. It also takes equipment with it. You know, the bottle, all the safety equipment, and cost that people don't necessarily think about when they look at the price of my machine and the price of a regular fitting to solder on a copper pipe. Also, you have theft here, so it's difficult because to press a fitting onto a copper pipe, the minimum should be a class 2. Here we use a lot of class 0 and class 1. The way you also put your plumbing inside the wall is different. We put it behind beams. You know, we have beams, then we have sheetrock. You guys pour concrete on it, so it's difficult of access. Even for maintenance or service or repair, it's difficult to change the system. So the technology is here. There's people using those system, metal, copper, or stainless steel. Depends where they are. Depends if it's the construction. But more and more, there is multi-layer there. So, and for domestic, which is the common sizes are 16 and 20. So I would recommend our smallest machine, the ACO 103. And then when the job requires something above the 40 mil, it would be better to start using a bigger machine, the 203.
But now you kept on mentioning the fact that multi-layer is becoming multi-layer pipes. It's a concept that's becoming more popular in South Africa.
Cheaper than copper.
Yeah. You know, there are many debates about, you know, the reliability of it, etc. People tend to, you know, stick to old methods and old habits. And it's difficult for people to break into something new, a new type of technology, if they're not quite that familiar with it yet. But I agree with you that it is becoming more popular. It is, you know, people are starting to use it more and more. Are there a lot of other two brands that produce products or manufactures products that can crimp multi-layer to pipes? Is it scarcity?
Of a brand of machines or of a brand of pipe and fitting manufacturer?
Of course we have competition.
Yeah, of course we have competition. I think I can count maybe 10 on my hands, not much more. Than that, but we have competition. Like I say, we still the world leader of crimping technology. Yeah, as far as machine, but these systems are there that can work. They are proved to work all around the world too. It's just a matter of in this country we have many factors. So the theft is big. Money also. People are very cost conscious here. And the way they treat machines and equipment is a little different, you know, the competition afterwards is like, who has a little bit the best service, you know, the aftercare service. And we have it, which is great, but a lot of other brands that have decent machine and they use for their own brand, they don't have a service center, so they have to either send it wherever the country it was made from, sometimes as far as the US, sometimes as far as Europe. It takes time for the end user, right? If you're a plumber and you can't have your machine for 6 to 8 weeks.
It's time that you're wasting, and time for plumbers is money. No work, no pain. Eh?
And not everybody is replacing a machine because they may not have one on hand or anything like that. So it's not practical. So it's one of the services that we offer here, Easy.
I love it because that brings it back to the fact that part of your after-sales services is the fact that you've got a service center right here in South Africa.
Correct.
Saving that plumber, the technician who uses a product and a tool, saving them time to not wait weeks and weeks and weeks before the product is returned from overseas and abroad.
Exactly.
But let's look at you. You mentioned an interesting thing that you said, you know, the way that we handle tools here in South Africa is slightly different. And it may be that, you know, tools are handled roughly. So let's talk about quality of the tools.
Well, it's German. What else can I say? It's German quality, man. It's sad to say, but my service center, I quote literally, the NovoPress machine don't break. So as a service center, when you have to service and repair and fix machines, it's good to have material, right? And in that case, it would come as a broken machine or that have problem. But the NovoPress machine, at least the one that come out of a factory, they don't have much problem. Most of the bigger problem, are man-made. Either they didn't handle the machine properly or they used the machine for anything else and everything else that wasn't made for. And of course, we always blame the manufacturer because nobody takes the blame. Nobody want to say, I did it. And like I said, the rules are different here. In Germany, if you boss, so if you're a plumber and you're on a team and your boss gave you equipment, you're responsible for that equipment. If you bring it back broken or whatever, you may not get in trouble if it's broken because, you know, accident happens. But if you disappear on the job or if it's totally broken or have been used for something different or you land a machine and you got, I don't know, a toaster back, you know what I mean?
But I think that's one of the benefits of I've seen you go to for a lack of better terms, like a meeting or a conference or exhibition, mm-hmm. where you had the opportunity to train people.
Absolutely, to show and demo, yes. and have him try it.
Yes, and to actually, mm-hmm. because you can now, and it's a good thing that you Stefan have landed here in South Africa, so that you now not only promote and push that the brand and awareness about the brand and the products, but also to educate the users on the proper use and the proper application for it, which is a good thing. You know, and I know that our plumbing industry is hungry for information. You know, they're always open. I said that some plumbers, some people, not only plumbers, tend to like to stick to what they know and the old methods and habits. But once they find out the advantages and the benefits and the value added by a new type of technology, you know, that they once they the penny drops, that's when they say, all right, let me get one. Let me invest in one of those.
Well, it's still dropping. Yeah?
But all right. So what about warranties and guarantees on the product?
So the machine is like everywhere in Germany. I think it's guaranteed for 2 years. And I believe if you bring it back at least one time for service within those 2 years, you know, because there's things to control the calibration, you know, the pressure, making sure it's always going to the right pressure. We add on to another year. So you can have a machine guaranteed for 3 years if you do the proper things.
Oh, nice. Mm-mm-mm. Awesome. So let's talk product availability and parts availability. If there are, where can they purchase the products if they're interested in purchasing the products? And, you know, what is the availability of parts? You know, that there is a service center with somebody, a technician that can fix it, but parts availability and those kind of things.
So, like I said, the reason I came here is because we had a service center, certified service center. And lately, I took one of the guys, the manager, back to Germany to finish his training. So now we have a full updated service center. And so with the machine that we have in stock here, we're also aware of some of the wrong thing that can go, I mean, some of the things that can go wrong. And we already have the parts ready and prepared for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome news. Listen, but we've been speaking about the products, and I know that you've brought a couple of them with to sort of demonstrate them here or just exhibit them in the studio. So we're going to quickly set up for that. Yeah, and then we're going to come back and close off our episode.
Okay, fantastic. I hope I do a good job.
Let's go for it.
Okay, well, Willem, thank you for letting me show you, your viewers and our viewers, my product. So I have only two products here, guys. And really, I'm just going to really introduce a smaller one. Obviously, that is cheaper one, but is also a little bit limited in size of fittings that you can press. So this is our ACO 103. This is a 19 kilonewton crimper, okay, with a rotatable head, with a safety pin, which means that if the pin is not fully inserted when the jaw is on it, it won't start. We also have a Bluetooth connection, and we have a Milwaukee platform as batteries, okay? So one full charge on this battery is 30 minutes, no more than that. And if the reason I chose this one is because we're talking more about the domestic plumbing, right? So the 15 and the 22 in metal pipes, or the 16, 20, 25 in the multi-layer, but you can easily do like 200 press with the full charge. So this machine, unfortunately, I mean, it's great. It's the cheaper one, and it can do jobs with metal pipes. So metal pipes, we're talking copper, minimum class 2, guys, stainless steel, carbon steel. You can go up to 35 mil. And for plastic, multi-layer piping, you can go up to 40 mil. Obviously, the machine will come in a set. You have a machine, you have two batteries, one charger, and depending if you want to buy a set of jaw. I'm just going to do a quick demo how to use it.
So first we need to power it on, okay? When we have the blue and all the green, it means the machine is healthy. We're going to take quick an example of multi-layer. I'm taking off the retaining board. I put it back on it. I press. Really easy, one hand. I can do everything one hand. I can open my jaw. I can press the contact. So let's say I'm taking a piece of multi-layer. So you guys are plumbers better than I am, right? You should know that you need to cut your pipe to the desired side. Don't forget to ream it. Okay, and after that, we crimp it. So on this system, we are putting a fitting onto the pipe. So I show you with the different. We are really putting the fitting on the pipe. And according to the plumbing protocol, if your fitting is correctly inserted, you only have to grab your machine, you're on your system, put it in, press for 3 seconds, relax, and here you have like a fitting that won't move.
I mean,
it's as good as, of course, it's multi-layer pipe, so there's no welding or soldering on this, but we'll show you also on the metal pipe. It's as good, maybe better than the old fashioned. The only thing that we need to know if you're buying a machine, you need to know which system you're using. We are working with a lot of pipe and fitting manufacturer in the world. So we develop jaws, and each jaw has a name. For example, here we have a U-profile that will fit the system I use now. But let's take another example. I can take one of these two. So one is stainless steel, one is copper. This is a size 22. Sorry. And then this time I need, this is metal. It's an M profile. Not necessarily means metal, but let's, you know, for the sake of the show and remembering, M is good a thing to remember for metal. So same thing. I make sure that I cut my pipe, that I clean it nice. And then I insert my fitting properly. I just put it on like that. And I do the same thing for 3 seconds. And I let go.
You did mention that you went back to summer and now you're coming back to winter again.
And I got a little scratchy in the throat. So what you South African plumbers and plumbing enthusiasts have been doing for years, it's soldering or welding this. In 7 seconds, I give you the exact and maybe better version of a pipe connecting technology.
I mean, that's time saving right there.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
7 seconds. And
I mean, if you're doing a little renovation in a house, like for example, changing all those piping without the proper fittings, do you really need a machine, or is it really going to make a huge difference? No, but maybe you want your plumber to use a machine like that and a system like that. So like I said, this one can go up to 35 for metal and 40 mil for plastic. This one's a little bigger. It's a 2 or 3. It's got all the same capacities, but it's a 32 kilonewton, and it can press up to 80 and 110 in plastic. We have one above it, the 203 XL, that can press up to 108. So to pressing, for example, let's say we take a 42, bigger than a 35 millimeter in this, we have either the choice of colors like that, or a bigger jaw, like a bigger jaw, something like that. This is for multi-layer, but then you have a big jaw, right? So the bigger the size of the pipe, you're probably going to need an adapter and a jaw that we use for the pipe. So here we're using a collar. We have to put it around the lip, the M profile. Then we make sure that we would put the system this way, and then we fire up. So same thing, 3 seconds, I press. I turn it on first, and I press for 3 seconds. I apologize. I'm not gonna press this one in the air without a pipe, but imagine a little bigger for 54 or 76 or 88.
What does that extension do exactly? Quickly, is that the actual crimping? Because now you've got a smaller, so you're mounting a bigger diameter a jaw onto a smaller diameter jaw. So you're just basically extending the smaller diameter jaw for a larger diameter.
Yes, imagine if you have to like press a 70 or a 60, you know, something bigger. Imagine the size of one jaw. It will be impossible to keep a nice ergonomic and rather small design. Okay, you can only put such a big jaw to work with, huh? Because this is pretty short here. So what we have, we design jaws that are bigger, but they can adapt to another thing. And also in plumbing, sometimes you have to respect a certain space between the walls and the pipe. So obviously the bigger the pipe, the more space you need. But a jaw would not work. It doesn't look good. It would not be ergonomic. So this, you put it on top. And then, so it does the same thing. Your system is on top. This, you're going to open it, press into your collar, and then press the system, and you will squeeze it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to see that you've got one tool that you can use for multiple applications. Again, it boils down to the fact that this is an investment.
It's an investment. And like every investment, you got to protect it. You got to care for it. Mm. You can't just discard it the wrong way in water or in dust and sand. This one's perfect. If you only do small domestic, house, things like that, and you never go past 35. And this one is great if you have a couple of different jobs, maybe in an industry where they use bigger size pipes. So it's perfect.
I'm trying to think, when it comes to soldering, you've got to heat up that soldering, the soldering bolt, your soldering tool.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to melt the solder to go into in between the pipes and the fitting. But the fact is that somehow you've got to heat that thing up before you
have
melt
to.
It.
Yeah,
so that maybe takes electricity to heat it up, or a gas flame to heat it up, or something like that, depending on which
you need
type
way
of tool.
Too much energy to
what
make your things work.
Exactly.
And
now
here
you've got
you
to
just
bring
need
all
a
of
battery.
That. Yeah, you exactly. Here you've got something that, so it even works with our country in South Africa specifically.
Absolutely.
With load shedding. You
yes,
know,
that yes, we, yes, yes.
If they don't have that electricity to heat up that tool, then how cool is it to have
and on top of that, not only the load shedding, but you limit it with a cord. Mm. What is it? Maybe if you're lucky, 5 meters. Mm. But then you get to unplug all the time or bring an extension. I mean the future is in power tools, huh?
Absolutely.
Battery power tools. People like them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As long as you can handle them with your two hands and they're not too uncomfortable, then battery powered, huh? When it's becoming big machines, it's understandable that they need more electricity and a cable.
But it's convenient. I think one of the other values that stand out for me is convenience.
Absolutely.
Convenience.
It's convenient, it's safe, it's easy. It would make any plumber's life better. And also, if it's a busy plumber, make faster. That's the key also. Huh? Sometimes it's not like people always wonder, how do I make more money? Well, you can't always overcharge or blow your prices just to do more jobs. So you need to have the right tools that would help you do the job safer and faster.
Exactly.
So you can move on to your next job and your next job and your next job, or do different sites at once.
It's one thing. Imagine there's a plumber that is responsible for installing the plumbing systems on a property development where there are 100 or 150 residential units. Imagine how quickly he can move from one unit to the other unit.
Absolutely.
To the other unit.
Absolutely.
When he can crimp connections within 7 seconds.
Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you know, I have a couple of people that I have to talk to, and either if they're thinking of buying one or they don't know, you know, I let them borrow it. Last time I let one of the guys on the side borrow it. He's like, this is just so much better. And then, you know, they don't want to go back to the old fashioned.
It's good to get that feedback.
Not everybody, but I believe in the next 5 years, we're not going to hear about soldering much anymore. I've at least in the big cities like here, okay? Maybe in some of the villages, they might still use the old fashioned, but it would make its way there. Mm.
Awesome, Stefan. I appreciate that. That was so cool.
Yeah, thank you for letting me display all this.
Always interesting.
Absolutely.
So that was Lekker. Thanks for that. It's always, I say, the plumbers love to see the things in action. And I know that for a fact because at every exhibition, especially on World Plumbing Day here at the PRB's premises, I witnessed how many plumbers came to your gazebo to interact with you and to inquire about your tools. And they wanted to see it in action. They wanted to see it work. So the benefit of displaying it to them, you know, visually is awesome. So I love the fact that you brought it here to studio.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. But no, you're right. But you know, also when I talk to those guys, first, I think they do recognize the machine because they either used it once in their life or one of their colleagues used it, you know. So they're not total stranger. But if they never held it, if they never used it, and if they never pressed themselves like for that 7 second, you know, they don't know. They have no idea. And when you make them press, so sometimes I repress, okay, on fittings because it takes a lot of fittings when you have a lot of people coming in. But and sometimes I just give them a fresh one and they can't believe how easy it is. And they're like, oh my God, it'd be so much easier to work. But if they're not the decision maker, you know, it's a nice story, but they can't have it. Or someone make the decision not to have it in the inventory, which is a mistake.
Yeah, I think it's one thing that you're saying they hold it and they use it and then feel how quick and easy it is. It's also another thing for them to know the other benefits. You know, we've spoken about the quality. We've spoken about the ease of use. We've spoken about the fact that it's a trusted brand in other countries. It was already established here, but in other countries, it's a very well familiar and trusted brand. We've spoken about one of the values for the plumbers is the fact that it's one tool that can be applied for multiple type of materials, which is fantastic. Because that makes it an investment. You mentioned earlier in our conversation, don't have to go and buy a tool for this and a tool for that material and a tool for that material. Here you sit with one tool that can handle so many different types of materials. It's an investment. It's an investment. When you do the calculations of having the hand labor to do the welding and the soldering and those kind of things, the fact that that person needs to have that skill and the equipment to do that, and the time that it takes, because time is money. Time is money for plumbers. You can finish a job in 7 seconds rather than all those minutes that it takes to solder and weld. You know, it's an absolute investment. And that, I think, is one of the biggest standout factors and aspects of your product and your brand.
Agreed. And so, but you also have to realize, you know, those people that have been soldering or welding for years and that's all they know. Like the dad was a plumber, the grandpa was a plumber, the dad was a plumber, the guy's a plumber ultimately. And then to come here sometime and tell them, you know, there's another system that don't use any chemicals, any flame, anything. And we'll press, if not better, as good as a great skilled worker, right? And but it's difficult to wrap your head around it and say, how can it be? Why I never heard about it or things like that. So now, of course, it is. And it's great to have one tool so you can do. It's good for plumbers. You can open your business on another side. If you were doing only copper, and you never wanted to do multi-layer or never wanted to do over metal, just now you can start. So it's an investment in order to make more money also. Otherwise, what is the point?
Absolutely. If you can do 10 jobs in one day instead of five because you've got the tools that you invested in, those tools will pay themselves off in...
Absolutely.
In no time.
Absolutely.
But listen, there's obviously going to be from this podcast and the fact that we've exhibited your tools and the products here, they're becoming more familiar with the brand now that you here, Stefan.
And the funny face that goes with it.
Hey! And the good humor that goes with it. But the fact is people are going to be interested. They're going to want to contact you. Do you have an email address that you were willing to share here? Is there a company telephone number, or shall we put that on the screen for them so that they can just contact you? A website maybe where they can go and visit and have a look at the different products and the specific applications for the different ones.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's going to be on a screen, I'm still willing to say it. For any information on the products and on Novo Press, you can go online at www.novopress.de. D-E.
Sorry. Yeah, not dot,
in English. Yeah.
Not .co.za like we
not
have.
Not .co.za.
Like D-E.
And then once you are on the website, there's like 17 different languages. So you'd find the one that you want to study the kit. If you have any information, question, if you need a quote, if you need a demo, if you need just a quick meeting appointment, then you can call me directly on my cell phone, which is 0730987646. And if you're a little shy, you don't want to hear my voice at first, you can shoot me an email at cloud@novopress.de.
.de again.
Yes.
You know, we always so used in South Africa to say .co.za. So
yeah,
it's good to re-emphasize that .de. Sure, Stefan, it was awesome to have you here. And I'd love to do it again. You know, if you bring in a new type of tool or if there's an upgrade on one of them, we should definitely do a follow-up podcast on that. And we focus specifically on that one product. And it would be awesome to bring you back in studio.
Absolutely. And then let's see where the future of plumbing is taking us right now. Let's just see. And then maybe on the next podcast, we can bring a hand user guy, talk about his experience by using the machine. Because for me, you know, I'm biased. It's easy for me. I only have to crimp like a couple of fittings on a 15 or 20 centimeter pipe, but someone that's actually using it on a real site would have better info to give us.
To hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Absolutely.
Stefan, thanks for your time. I know that you still have to drive back to Joburg, so appreciate your time and your effort in coming here.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun, and let's do it again.
Absolutely.